This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, the pep band, excuse me, easy for me to say. The pep band is striking up here at Vandalia Butler, and we expect a raucous Aviators Gymnasium here at the Student Athletic Center. The scene of tonight's clash between the Sydney Yellow Jackets and Vandalia Butler. The GWOC North title is on the line. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee. The Sydney Yellow Jackets, who have won 7 of their last 8, tangle with Vandalia Butler, which has won 12 of its last 13. Yellow Jackets 14-6 on the year, 10-3 in the GWOC North. Vandalia 18-2 on the season, 11-2 in the North. These two teams played back on December 19th. Sydney lost a 7-point lead midway through the third, was outscored by 14 points the rest of the game, and was beaten by Butler 58-51. Andre Gordon led the charge for Sydney with 18. Rontez Roberts had 17. Gordon poured in 3 threes. Ryan Hines also added a triple for Vandalia Butler on that night. Very balanced scoring. Michael Kreil, a 6'1" junior, had 13 points. And Court Justice, a 6'1" senior, had 18 points. Ryan Wirtz, a 5'11 junior, added 7 points from Braden Norman, a 6'1 junior. 6 points in that game from Bryant Johnson. Sydney outpointed Vandalia Butler from behind the arc, 4 threes to 2. Norman and Wirtz had the 2 3-pointers for Vandalia Butler. In talking, Chuck, with head coach John Willoughby of Sydney, he said, tonight we've got to be focused. If we make 4 or 5 really good plays, we can't relax and play to impress. We've got to keep our nose to the grindstone, hopefully build a lead. If we can't, the next best scenario is to stay within 2 or 3 baskets of Butler all night long and close with a flourish and do to Butler what Butler did to us in the game at Sydney in December.
Well, I think he's absolutely right. There are times that this Sydney team, they are so incredibly athletic that sometimes they allow the showmanship to take over the basketball ship. And I think that's what they need tonight. They need to play 4 quarters. They need to be focused for 4 quarters. If they go down and they get a big dunk, they need to act like this happened before, go back and play defense on the other end. If they play hard and they play to their ability, I think they're better than Vandalia. I think they're athletically better than Vandalia.
Chuck, Andre Gordon has been phenomenal all year long. 25.1 points a game, third in the GWAC in points per game average. You know what I notice? 6 assists per game for Andre Gordon, third in the GWAC, and that is a telling stat for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, he is sometimes, I think, a little too unselfish, but he is such an athlete, he's such an offensive force, but he also plays great defense. I remember last year when they beat Trotwood at Sydney, and it was his defense that set up that final play that had that huge upset for them last year.
Right. Vandalia Butler features the 10th in scoring in the GWAC. Court Justice, as I mentioned, the 6'1 junior, is averaging close to 17 points a game, and he had a very good outing, as I alluded to a few minutes ago in the first meeting against Sydney. He poured in 18. He exceeded his per-game average. What Vandalia Butler has, Chuck, is what Sydney has in the middle. Only Butler's post player is a little bit taller than Devin Rogers. Young man by the name of Sutton Skapik, 6'6 senior. He patrols the post. And Vandalia Butler likes to go into him, then right back out to the opposite side of the floor. And that's where Butler can be dangerous. It's a very good 15-foot jump shooting team.
Well, and that, see, in this gym, that is real effective because you got a weird background here. Now, Butler gets to practice here every day, so that gives them the advantage. But it's not your typical background in a high school gym. So Sydney's going to have to, and I see him out there shooting a lot of threes right now. They need to get used to it. It all becomes touch. You can't worry about, you know, it's got to be what you wrote. Keep your elbow in, extend your arm, shoot the basketball like you normally do, and forget about what you're looking at through the backboard.
We all know about head coach John Willoughby's track record. A phenomenal period of coaching at Houston High School for better than 3 decades. In fact, he is the head coach who really got you hooked on scoresbroadcast.com in your first year. The Wildcats mentor was head coach John Willoughby. Your first announcing season here on Scores. And under John's coaching, the Houston Wildcats came on strong at the end of the year and went all the way to the state Final Four.
Yeah, they had quite the run in the regional. They beat 2 really good basketball teams to get there. And, that was fun. Fun to go to Columbus. John's such a personable guy. He's one of the most likable guys in the coaching industry around here anyway. And that was a great time, and I like to see him having success here at Sydney too.
And while head coach John Willoughby's got better than 3 decades of varsity coaching at the high school level, the mentor for the Butler Aviator basketball program, Darren Weirich, is in his 3rd year total in charge here at Butler. He inherited a roster that won just 2 games 4 years ago. And Butler has been on the climb ever since. He's a Roger Bacon graduate, by the way. Played some basketball at Miami University Hamilton and was an assistant for several years at Wright State University.
Okay.
So he's got a lot of background, coaching experience on the sideline at the college level, and he's turned things around here at Vandalia Butler for certain.
Well, there's always good athletes at Vandalia, and when they're having they had a little string where they weren't very good. And I think that just comes down to not being excited about playing basketball, because a school this size, they should never have trouble finding some kids that want to come out and play basketball.
We'd like to give a big shout-out here tonight. We will again later on. We hope that John Willoughby's mother and sister up in Willard, Ohio, are tuned in and joined to scoresbroadcast.com. We expect a big listenership tonight. We are the only live medium covering this game, and the GWAC North title is at stake. As I mentioned, Vandalia Butler has had a great season, 18-2 overall, 11-2 in the GWAC. The two losses to Tip City here at home, 58-55. The other setback to Trotwood here, 63-46. And Sydney goes to Tip this coming Friday night. Sydney doesn't want to rely on Vandalia Butler losing at Tip on Friday night. Sydney's got to get a win on the road here at Butler this evening. Sydney with four straight wins, 79-74 over Tip. That was the second meeting of the year between the two schools. We covered that game early in the season at Tippecanoe. Sydney won that one 68-64. So the four straight wins for Sydney recently have been over Tip at Troy, 58-35, home against St. Mary, 61-52, and home against Piqua, 62-53. Sydney closes the GWAC season against Greenville at home this coming Friday. Sydney's first tournament game is February 23rd versus Troy. Meanwhile, Vandalia Butler doesn't open in tournament action until February 28th against the Fairmont Xenia winner. Very good crowd on hand here tonight at the Student Activity Center at Vandalia Butler. We are amidst the Sydney crowd. When the Yellow Jackets score, you will hear a lot of noise in the background. The Jackets fans have traveled well here tonight for this Tuesday evening clash with Vandalia Butler. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment at Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And thanks as well to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. We've got the starting lineups and the tip in a moment. Sydney on the road at Vandalia Butler on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com. It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee, on the web, online, on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Sydney Yellow Jackets being introduced. The starters, Darren Taborn at guard, 6-foot sophomore. Ryan Hines joins him, a 6-foot senior. Rontez Roberts at a wing, a 6'3 junior. Andre Gordon, 25 points a game, 6'2" tall, and a junior. And Devin Rogers in the middle, a 6'2" senior. And Delia Butler, Aviators, being introduced momentarily. As darkness prevails here at Butler, I'd like to take a moment and run down our additional underwriting sponsors for you. Brookins in Fort Lauderdale. No good eating place like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Lauderdale. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food at Clancy's. Frisch's in Sydney. Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? And don't forget, at Frisch's in Troy, children eat free on Monday nights through February. Thanks to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Bucket, where the food is not in between. It's out of this world. We say hello to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. On Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And a lot of gratitude to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Hilti Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. Once again, so many thanks to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Hilti Company, and Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. And we say hello to Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Wells Brothers, Inc., thank you, Kirk Wells, all the staff and associates at Wells Brothers. Starting lineups for Vandalia Butler, Michael Kreil, 6'1 junior, at a wing spot. Braden Norman, 6'1 junior, at a forward. Court Justice, 6'1 senior. He's at the power forward position. Bryant Johnson, 6'6, a junior in the opening five. And Sutton Skapik, 6'6, and a senior. Opening tip won by Vandalia Butler. Here's a drive on the arc of Bryant Johnson. He knifes into the lane. His short jumper partially blocked by Sydney. Yellow Jackets come away with the ball. Here's Andre Gordon up over the timeline. Gives it up 25 feet away on the left to Tabor. Sydney in the road black. Black numerals outlined in gold. Butler in the purple tennis. Sydney wearing the black ones. Butler the home white. Purple numerals trimmed in yellow. And there's a steal. Far corner of the floor. Taken away by Butler. Nice theft by Ryan Wirtz, who speeds up the floor. Goes outside the arc, near side to Court Justice. Justice on the dribble, picked up by Hines. Ball rotated, far right wing to Johnson. 25 feet away, Kreil. Kreil hands off behind the arc to Justice, goes to the foul line, into the post to Johnson. Mid-range, doesn't shoot, back to the basket. Delivers on the arc to Justice. Very good defense by Sydney here at the start. Fadeaway jump shot, good! Court Justice got just below the foul line, was well guarded, and did an uncanny spin move.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a nice thing. He got in, kind of rocked back a little bit to get away from the defense. A nice job, that tough shot.
2-0 Butler here at the start. We played a minute 45.
Butler playing a 2-3. Sidney's going to have to solve this.
Yep, it is a zone defensive look by Vandalia Butler. And Sidney continues to weed the ball out high. It goes from Hines to Gordon. Hines hands off to Taborn, 25 feet away. Now here's Gordon. Here's Taborn. Left wing jump shot. Long three. In, out, no good. It was down below the cylinder and snapped away. Rebound by Butler. Taken off the glass by Kreil to Justice. Goes up in the air to shoot. Makes a late pass. Stolen by Gordon. Andre romps down the floor. Foul line, fadeaway, Jay. Too hard. Rebound by Butler. Taken off the glass by Bryant Johnson. Very good rebounder. 25 feet away, it's Justice now to Skapik. On a weave to Justice. Justice from three-point area. Lets it fly, a long one. Hit the heel. Kicked off to Devin Rogers for Sidney in the far right corner of the floor. Outlet to Hines. Hines comes over the timeline to Gordon. Sidney yet to score. We've played nearly 3 minutes. Good news is Butler's only got a bucket. Left side, Taborn. Shot fake. Goes to the elbow. Jumps and shoots from 14. It's way hard. Weak side rebound comes down to Vandalia Butler's Michael Kreil, and he walks it up. Kreil between the rings to Court Justice. On a weave, it goes to Skapik. Skapik, the 6'6 player, launches 22-footer. It rimmed and came out to Sidney. Yellow Jackets race up into the forecourt. It's Gordon. Hands off to Taborn. We played 3.5 minutes, only one field goal. Gordon shakes his head, gives the ball to Rotez Roberts, first time he's touched it. Now to Hines. Straight away, Rogers sets, shoots, misses the three, hard, hit the backboard rim, flared off into the corner. Sidney touched it last, out of bounds to Butler. Yeah, each team, Chuck, feeling out the other.
Well, they're playing that 2-3, but I'll tell you, wherever Gordon is, they've got somebody guarding him in that area.
So it's almost like a 2-3 slash box and one.
Well, kind of, yeah. It's not a true box and one.
With the ball, Michael Kreil for Butler. Gets into trouble in the lane. Goes to Johnson on the arc. 25 feet away to Court Justice. The 6'1 senior pots a long one. It circles around the rim. Comes off. Hines yanks down the rebound for Sidney. Gives it up on the play to Taborn. Taborn veers ahead to Gordon. Let's see what Andre can do with it. Good matchup right there. Michael Kreil, 6'1 junior, on Andre Gordon, 6'2" junior for Sidney. Screen way out on the arc for Roberts. Gordon fakes the shot, dumps it down inside to Rogers, back out to Andre. Andre misses a three ball off the rim. Strong rebound, Rogers. He's walloped on the shoulder, and he'll get two. Sidney with some very quick, crisp passing. Got some shots in that sequence. Sidney still yet to make a bucket from the floor. And despite the very cold start, Sidney is down only 2-0. 3:29 to go in the first quarter. Devin Rogers has two free throws for the Yellow Jackets. And he misfires way short. And Chuck, as you alluded in the pregame, this is a very difficult arena in which to step on the floor right away and think you can start making jump shots. Doesn't come easy. A lot of depth behind the glass. Second shot, Devin Rogers, swish, and Sidney's on the board at 2-1.
Yeah, you're right. They played 4.5 minutes, and they're only down a point by scoring a point.
One field goal in this game, 3:18 to go first quarter. Michael Kreil's got it 25 feet away, reverses it near side to Bryant Johnson. Johnson bounces to the head of the key. He's picked up there by Rotez Roberts. Interesting matchup there. Roberts and Johnson. Deep right corner, Skapik. Cutting toward the rim is Kreil. Now he circles back out and gets the handoff. Kreil being guarded 30 feet away by Tabor. Now here's Johnson. Looks inside for Skapik. Can't release it to him. Adelia Butler just controlling the ball 25 feet for the basket. Popping out is Justice. Shot fake. Goes to the foul line, doesn't release. To Kreil. We're down to 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Who would have thought? 2-1 Butler. We've played close to 6 minutes in the opening stanza. Against Sidney, shifting man-to-man, Butler is flipping the ball around the arc. Coming out to catch is Justice. Kreil cuts toward the rim. Andre Gordon goes right with him. Then Johnson comes out to get the release from Skapik. Skapik, the 6'6 post player, has wandered to a spot 25 feet out on the floor, and he simply holds it. Now he hands it off to Justice. Under two to play in the first quarter. Vandalia Butler has worked better than a minute off the clock. Given Sydney's cold start, Chuck, this is to the Yellow Jackets' advantage, I would think. Here's Kreil, here's Johnson, here's Justice on the arc. Three-point bomb off the flange. Strong rebound by Roberts. He went way up. And then Sydney throws it away up the floor, out of bounds in the corner.
Well, you can live with that a little bit because they're trying to beat the defense back down the floor that time.
Minute 36 to go in the first. Vandalia Butler 2, Sydney 1. Michael Kreil over the timeline. Picked up 25 feet away by Josiah Hudgens, who's in now, 6 foot junior. Another errant pass picked off by Gordon. Gordon races out ahead of everybody, all the way to the rim, scores. But official Kyle Bachman had a foul at the foul line. It was Brian Johnson in pursuit of Andre Gordon. Looked like he grabbed his jersey.
Could have been called intentional.
I was going to say that, Chuck. In fact, there was no effort to reach around and get the ball at all. I would have called it intentional, in fact. Here's a foul line jump shot by Rotez Roberts. It's no good. Hit the heel. Ricocheted into the right corner. Gathered by Michael Kreil of Vandalia Butler. A minute to go in the first quarter. And I am correct on the score. Butler 2, Sydney 1. Deep right corner, Johnson. Johnson almost walked. Ball is revolved around the top of the circle to Justice. Left corner, Skapik. Back to Justice. 25 feet away on the right. It is Braden Norman with the ball. Vandalia Butler in the last week has beaten Versailles in double overtime. This Tigers team this year has lost to three Division IV clubs. Lost to a Division I club in Vandalia Butler. So Butler has really flexed its muscle this season. 18 wins in 20 games, including that triumph on the road at Versailles here in this month. We're down to 15 seconds to go in the first period, and Butler still playing around with the ball now near the timeline. 7 to go. Here's Justice. Here's Johnson. Still top of the circle. Bounce pass right wing to Justice with 3 left. Justice being guarded tightly by Andre Gordon, who pinched him in the corner of the floor a little too aggressively. A foul on Gordon. 1.2 remaining in a very odd, unusual first period here at Vandalia Butler. 2-1 our score. Scoreboard clock reads 1.2 to go. And Johnson will inbound far side of the floor. So much at stake. It's inbounded to Kreil, and Kreil immediately fades away. Airmails up a 28-footer, way short, off to the left. And that's how the first quarter ends. Sydney, without a bucket, is down only 2-1 on scores. Broadcast.com.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And welcome back here to Vandalia Butler Student Athletic Center, or Activity Center, as I should correctly refer to it.
The SAC.
Yep. Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Sydney has 1 point in the first 8 minutes plus. Yellow Jackets have the ball to start the second quarter, but the Jackets are down only 2-1, only one field goal in this game. Top of the circle with the ball, Josiah Hudgens for Sydney. Gives it up 25 feet away on the left to Keith Lee, who's checked in. Lee, a 5'11 junior. Now here's Gordon. No look pass, low on the left to a teammate. It's caught there and laid in. Wow. Lee on the reception. Gordon with a beauty. That was a laser.
That was what you talked about, his assist ability. Boy, that was a great pass.
Yep, Andre third in the G-Walk in assists per game. Displayed one right there. Here's a backdoor cut by Vandalia Butler. Johnson hits a teammate, and Andre Gordon may be over the back. Uh-oh, that's number two. It was Court Justice who was able to pop out and then retreat along the baseline. Andre got baited. He's got two personal fouls. We have 7:15 to go in the second quarter, and Butler shoots two free throws.
Andre is a savvy enough basketball player to play with two fouls.
Here's the free throw by Court Justice of Vandalia Butler. A lot of rim. It rolls to the backboard and then comes off the front. No good. Second one in the air. Swish. 3-1 Butler. I would agree with you, Chuck. As experienced as Andre is, with as much know-how as he possesses, there's no question he should be able to play the rest of the first half with two personal fouls. Andre just missed a long three-pointer. It was a 27-footer. Rogers missed the tip-in, but guess what? Andre Gordon was there two shots later for the stick back. What a follow.
That was his left hand. That was a great job.
And we are tied up at three. 6:44 to go in the first quarter. Court Justice has the ball for Butler. Good switch off. Out high by Hudgens of Sydney. Down the right side of the lane goes Bryant Johnson. All the way to the rim. Banks it in. Bryant Johnson nails two for Butler. Boy, he is an athletic young man. 6 feet, 6 inches tall. A junior. Put it on the deck about 18 feet away and whipped everybody to the rim. We are tied up at five. Here's a backdoor play by Sydney. Rogers into the lane, hits a cutter. Turnaround 7-footer by Hudgens. Whacked on the arm, no call. Referees missed that one. Rebound down to Butler. Game tied at five. Here's a pass out in the arc, but Johnson goes to Justice baseline. Overshoots. Long rebound, Butler. Johnson has it to the rack. Banked an eye off the window. Stick back, Johnson. No. Devin Rogers hits the carom for Sydney. Tied at five, 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Gordon signals play number two. He's guarded 30 feet from the basket by Kreil. Andre motions, goes right wing to Lee. Lee 30 feet away back to Gordon. On a weave, it goes to Hudgens, right wing Lee, shot fake into the teeth of the defense. It's clawed away and stolen by Vandalia Butler. Taken away by Court Justice. Down the floor to Braden Norman. Back out to Justice. 5:08 to go in the first half. We're tied at five. Hey, what, Chuck? At the rate we're going here tonight, 25, 30 points may win this game.
I'm hoping it picks up a little bit.
Here's a lob passed by Butler to the block low on the right side. Rontez Roberts is nailed with his first foul.
Entering the game, number one, Darren Tabor.
Three common fouls on Sydney, two against Andre Gordon so far. Keep your eye on that. Deep in the right corner, Justice on the inbounds play. Shoots it, missed it. It hit the back iron way up in the air. And Johnny on the spot is Rontez Roberts to jerk down the board. Gave it up the floor to Gordon. Gordon drives into the lane. Late dish to a teammate. Roberts gets two. Another terrific assist by Andre Gordon. 7-5, Sydney in the lead. 5:30, or I should say 4:30 remaining, first half. On the arc, it's Court Justice. Gets a pick from the 6'6 Scapic. Now the ball is dealt to the 6'6 Johnson on the arc. He wants to drive against Rontez Roberts. It's a palming violation. Very good defense on the play by Roberts as he choked off Johnson. There was a bit of contact. The referee, Kyle Bachman, was all over it, and he signaled the right choice. We're near the four-minute mark in the second quarter. Sydney 7, Vandalia Butler 5. Here's Darren Tabor on top of the circle. Hand off to Gordon. Two players shade him. Rogers has his back to the basket at the foul line. Gordon peels off that screen, weaves his way below the foul line, hacking against Butler. Gordon juggled the ball. That's because Skapik chopped down on him. It's common. Sydney will inbound right of the rim. 4:01 to go, first half. 7-5 Sydney. Ball lobbed into Roberts. He almost let it fly from three-point territory. Thought better of it. Handed the ball off to Gordon. The slower pace of this game, Chuck, is helping Andre, who's got the two fouls.
It is. That's helping, but this is not the pace Sidney wants to play at.
Here's Andre Gordon on the arc. Fakes left, goes right. Guns a 25-footer. No good. Long rebound. Rontez Roberts. Sidney maintains the basketball. Head coach John Willoughby shouting out instructions. 7-5 Sidney. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Elbow on the left, it's Roberts. On the arc to Rogers. He sizes up a three ball. Heads it.
3-point elbow, Devin Rogers.
Devin Rogers pops one in from long range. Boy, he's that bashful, Chuck, about letting it fly.
Well, they're not going to step out there on him. He has the ability to set his feet and shoot that three.
Exactly. If you give Devin that much clearance, he is a nice shooter from distance. 10-5 Sidney. Not bad for only having 1 point in the first quarter. Here's a drive into the lane. Shot good. Michael Kreil, nifty maneuver. Split a couple Sidney defenders. Got a step in the paint below the foul stripe and arched in a runner. 10-7 Sidney. 2:40 left to go here in the first half. Here's Rontez Roberts at the foul line. Goes up to shoot. Tries to drop it off to Devin Rogers. Punched away by Butler. Down the floor, Aviators. Kreil into the lane. Hand off to Johnson. Deep right corner, Justice. Justice below the rim. Reverse layup, bouncing in.
Justice.
Timeout head coach John Willoughby of Sidney. 2:21 left, first half. Sidney 10, Butler 9. On scores, broadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
We would like to tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Carl Arnes is now in charge, and we thank him very much. Carl Arnes, the new owner-manager of Brookins after 12 great years of service provided by Joyce and Dale Barhorst. For a dozen years, they ran the show, and now Carl Arnes is the man at the top. The fine menu continues, superb food continues at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Roasted chicken dinners, many specialty sandwiches, a tasty pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is always cooked fresh at Brookins. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. Out of the timeout, Sidney gets an open look straight away. It's Darren Taborn, and he drills it a three-pointer. Big basket by the Yellow Jackets. Scoreboard reads 13-11 Sidney. Here's a baseline drive by Butler, and it's an offensive foul.
Brian Johnson, that's his second.
Brian Johnson picked up number two. He was bearing down from the right corner. Sidney stood strong outside the lane and attracted the offensive personal on Johnson. Scoreboard momentarily was wrong. It said 13-11. I thought it was mistaken. It's 13-9 Sidney, which had been up 10-9 before the Taborn three ball straight away. And Bryant Johnson commits the charge. Sidney in possession. We're down to 1:08 to go in the first half. Ball fed left corner. Sidney into the lane. Rogers. Rogers is off balance. Thought he might have gotten away with a walk. Hooked it up on the run. No, but a foul on Butler.
Foul's number 44, Sutton Skelly.
A little bit of a break right there for Sidney.
Yeah, he slid that foot on that move right there.
Devin Rogers.
And Butler's head coach not pleased with the no travel call. And it could have been whistled, no doubt about it. Darren Weirich still on his feet chatting with the referee at the near sideline. Big free throws here for Devin. He's got a pair. Two dribbles, in it goes.
Entering the game, number three, Ryan.
14-9, Sidney.
Ryan Wirtz.
A minute 7 left to go here in the first half of this game. Second shot upcoming. Devin, a couple bounces. Takes his time, arches it, missed it, long. Rebound, Skapik of Butler. Butler, 60 points a game on the year. A yield of 46. Sidney, 63 on the season, yielding 56. And these two teams are going to drop their defensive averages here tonight. Here's a baseline drive to Court Justice all the way to the rack. Oh, what a block from the backside by Rontez Roberts. He swatted down. Justice blew by two players. Rontez Roberts out of nowhere, Chuck, got the timely cram. And Sidney up 14-9 after a very splendid first half. Will play for one shot, 30 seconds remaining in the second quarter.
Well, Butler's going to come out and match up with them now, so they can't just hold the ball out there.
You're
for the
right.
rest of the quarter.
Yep, the zone defense for Butler to some degree has backfired. The game's pace has slowed down. Butler not able to score against Sidney's great D tonight. 12 seconds to go, second quarter. Sidney possession, 14-9 lead. Rogers at the timeline. On the dribble, he carried the ball. And that was a good decision by head coach Kyle Bachman. Devin looked up at the clock, panicked a little bit. It read 6, then 5. He started his move. Very high dribble, whistle. Butler possession, 4.5 remaining second quarter. And it would behoove Sidney, Chuck, to not let the Aviators get points before the buzzer sounds.
Well, 14-9, that's an amazing halftime score.
Here comes Court Justice over the timeline, 30 feet away. Gives it up to Norman in the right corner. He is late by about a second on a three-point shot that swishes, but you can wipe it off the board. It does not count. It had been rung up momentarily by the Sidney scorekeeper, but the referees defiantly say no. 14-9. It is a high school football score here at the half of this basketball game on the hardwood here tonight at the Student Activity Center at Vandalia Butler. 14-9, Sidney, which has played brilliantly at the defensive end through the first two quarters. They don't miss out on the fine array of new inventory of furniture at Goffney Furniture. Yep. New furniture styles always coming in at Goffney, priced just right to meet your needs. Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sidney. That's 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sidney. Check out Goffney for your adult and youth bedrooms, dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the Goffney website for even more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Coupons are available for you at the Goffney website. Goffney Furniture in Sidney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue. And take advantage of the new inventory, which is coming in all the time at Goffney. Halftime score, it's an odd one. Sidney Yellow Jackets 14, Vandalia Butler Aviators 9. Our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, let's take a look at the feeble numbers after two quarters.
It won't take long to do this. 10-8 rebounding advantage for the Yellow Jackets. Each team has 2 offensive rebounds, 5 turnovers by Sidney, 3 by Butler, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, all by Devin Rogers for the Yellow Jackets. 1 for 2 from the free throw line for Butler. Individual scoring for the Aviators. They had Court Justice with 5. Then they got 2 from Johnson and 2 from Creel. They scored 2 and 7, 9 points for the half. 9 points. I'm not making that up. On the other side, Sidney led by Devin Rogers with 5. 3 from Darren Taborn and then 2 each from Lee Roberts and Gordon. They scored 1 and 13. 14-9 at the half in one of the most inept offensive performances. And I'm going to give the defense a little bit of credit, but boy, I'll tell you what, they're just not shooting the ball well.
I have a hard time believing after watching the first two quarters that Butler has won 18 of 20 games this year.
Well, I mean, I'm going to just give Sydney some credit. I think their defense tonight is doing a real good job of taking away the middle, and they're stepping out and playing good defense on the three-point shooters, which is what hurt them the first time, throwing in, throwing out like you talked about. They're closing out on them. John Willoughby has got them in tune to what they need to do defensively to make sure they don't get that many threes on them.
Yeah, very good observation. This game has major GWAC North title implications. Sydney's got one game remaining. That's at home against Greenville. Butler's got to go to Tip. If Butler wins this game tonight, Butler's got a two-game lead over Sydney with one to play. Butler's home free. Meanwhile, Sydney wants at least a share of the GWAC North title. A win tonight, a win against Greenville on Friday, would assure the Yellow Jackets of no worse than a split. And stranger things have happened. If Butler lost tonight and again on Friday to Tip, Sydney wins it outright.
Well, Sydney's got a much easier next opponent in Greenville because at Tip City. And those two, and these two schools are close by, not real friendly. So if Sydney can win this tonight, they do have a shot at winning this thing outright.
Yeah, sure do. Our halftime report has been brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Yellow Jackets 14, Aviators 9 after two quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, perform successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It is time now for our Lacalle Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Lacalle in Jackson Center in Shelby County, one of our outstanding underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. In fact, Lacalle is a founding sponsor. We never could have gotten started on scoresbroadcast.com 12 years ago and filled the void left with a radio station in Sydney. Stopped covering high school sports thanks to Lacalle Equipment for helping us to get started. Lacalle, which moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Lacalle, and Lacalle Equipment promotes student academic success and athletic success on the gridiron, volleyball court, and the hardwood. And tonight we recognize the seniors for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Ryan Hines is a 12th grader. Devin Rogers, a senior. A.J. Russell, a 12th grader. The Sydney Yellow Jackets will return a lot of experience next year. In fact, next season, Chuck, Sydney could be every bit as good as they are this year. More depth on next year's squad, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have a lot more experience, but I mean, they're going to miss Rogers. He's at 6'2", plays a lot bigger than that in the middle. They're going to miss him because I don't see anybody on the JV team is going to take his spot.
No. Lacalle Equipment recognizing the seniors for Sydney. Ryan Hines, as I mentioned, Devin Rogers, and A.J. Brussel, thanks to Lacalle in Jackson Center in Shelby County.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Lacalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now. our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We would like to thank very much our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Iowa district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. 14-9, Sydney leads Vandalia Butler, and we are just a moment away from the start of the third quarter of this big GWAC North game here tonight at Butler.
To learn more about their program,
Sydney coming into the contest with an overall mark of 14-6, 10-3 in the GWAC North, with one more game to play against Greenville at home on Friday. Meanwhile, Vandalia Butler is 18-2 on the season, 11-2, a game up on Sydney. In the GWAC North, Butler with one more game to play at tip on Friday. If Butler wins tonight, it's title time for Vandalia Butler. Sydney needs to win tonight in order to potentially guarantee no worse than a share. A Sydney victory this evening, a win against Greenville at home on Friday, and Butler losses tonight and Friday would mean title time for Sydney. Here we go. We start the third quarter. Great defensive first half by the Yellow Jackets, who lead it 14-9. Here's Justice down inside to Braden Norman. Norman spins. He ducks under Rodgers Roberts and banks it in. I said Norman. It was Michael Kreil. He is extremely elusive. That was a set play by Butler's head coach Weirich to start the third quarter. Here's a long three-point jump shot by Sydney. Beginning action here in the third quarter. Missed by Darren Taborn. Rebound down to Butler. 14-11 our score. Sydney in the lead. Sydney was in front by a 10-5 count with about three to play in the first half. It's a three-point game now. Here's Justice on the arc, picked up by Taborn 25 feet away. Spin move by Kreil at the elbow on the left. He likes to navigate the lane, and Gordon is on him. Andre's got two fouls. He must be careful. Here is Justice 30 feet out. Right side of the post player, Skapik. On top to the three-point shooter. A long one. It's good. Ryan Wirtz, who made a three-pointer for Butler against Sydney in the Butler win at Sydney in December, just notched a triple. Five straight points by Butler here at the outset of the second half. Taborn at midcourt for Sydney. Roams to the left on a weave to Hines. Hines picks up his dribble, goes to Andre Gordon. Gordon, 25 feet out, loops it back to Hines, available for the three try. He buries it.
3-point field goal, Ryan Hines.
Ryan Hines, line drives one in from long distance. 17-14, Sydney. Dribble drive, baseline right, going below the basket is Norman, then dishes outside the arc to Justice. Justice at the elbow of the left, now foul line, forces one up on the go.
That's it. Justice.
Court Justice makes a difficult shot look easy.
Looks like the locker room picked up both offenses.
17-16, Sydney by one. Devin Rogers foul line. goes to work on Skapik, powers to the rim, and pumps it through.
Devin Rogers.
Strong maneuver by Devin Rogers. He took the ball about 16 feet away, went on the deck about three times, and went around Skapik, who's got 4 inches on it. 19-16 Sydney. Here's Bryant Johnson, baseline right against Rontez Roberts. Good double team coming by Devin Rogers. Feed to a teammate, Justice, right down the lane, laid it up and rolled off the rim, and Sydney's got the board. Tough break for Butler as the Aviators felt the double team, got the ball to the cutter, but he couldn't finish. Speaking of cutters, here's Darren Taborn down the lane. Shot no good. Good offensive rebound by Roberts, and he is tagged on the arm as it goes up.
Ryan Wirtz, that's his first.
19-16 Sydney, shooting foul. Jackets Roberts at the stripe. 5:10 to go, third quarter. You're so right, Chuck. It is amazing what a halftime break can do. You'll see momentum switch. A 10-point lead one way, reverts itself, go 10 the other way. And tonight we saw no offense, all defense. Much more offense coming out of halftime and far less defense.
Well, no team actually had any type of real momentum in the first half. So nope. I'm waiting to see a good run here in the second half.
Rontez Roberts calmly drops in both free throws, each one dead center. Skapik foul line for Butler. 21-16, Sydney with its biggest lead, again five. Here is Hines pounding Norman 25 feet away. Down the arc, it goes to Kreil. Look at that dipsy-doo maneuver to the rim. Way too high off the glass. Rebound Sydney. Yellow Jackets altered Kreil's delivery. Here's a no-look pass by Gordon. Baseline right. Deflected. It goes out of bounds. Touch last by Sydney.
I guess they didn't see it. I thought it was deflected also.
4:38 to go in the third quarter. Sydney player, Stott Butler, touched it last. The officials said, nope, touch last by Sydney on the pass. Here is Wirtz at guard, 25 feet out for Butler. Now to Skapik, the 6'6 player who rarely is in the post for Butler, is merely a distributor out on the arc oftentimes, as he is here. It goes on the play to Kreil. Kreil to Bryant Johnson, shot fake. Johnson at 6'6", dishes to Wirtz, awkward shot in the lane, hooked it, banked it, in, out, no good. Long rebound, Butler. Wirtz has got it. Gets a screen from Skapik, doesn't shoot. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Sydney 21, Vandalia Butler 16. Wirtz at midcourt. Sydney's defense has picked up the intensity now. Butler's offense is stalling. Here's a long three-pointer by Bryant Johnson, out of his range. Missed it badly, threw up a brick. Loose ball rebound is off of Sydney. It goes to Butler, and you can tell from the boos behind us, the Jacket fans can't believe it.
I thought Skapik's the one that knocked it out, myself.
It looked like it went off a Butler fist last. Skapik might have been the guilty party. The men in stripes didn't see it that way. Here's a long three ball. It is good.
That was a tough shot. Boy, that was hand in his face.
Court Justice with a rainbow from side court. A 25-footer. That was from out on I-75 somewhere. A 21-19, Sydney by two. 3:14 to go, third quarter. Gordon's got the ball, left wing. Goes to the baseline, fades, and makes it.
Gordon.
Good luck, a jump shot by Andre Gordon. Change of pace maneuver. And he shook the Butler player and nailed it. 23-19, Sydney by four. 2:55 to go, third quarter. Skapik on the arc. Goes left wing to Norman. Norman straight away to the 6'6", Bryant Johnson. Johnson nor Skapik posts up down inside much. Here's a long triple by Justice. Sydney deflected. Loose ball rebound in the lane, though, by Skapik. He got the garbage, cleaned it up, and dropped it in. The Justice triple was clearly modified, touched by a Sydney player. Did you tell who got a piece of it, Chuck?
Yeah, Roberts.
Rontez Roberts with the big-time deflection. But the ball dropped into the lane to Skapik, and he made the basket right in front. Sydney was up near the rim looking for the rebound. It didn't happen. And the fluke field goal for Butler makes it a two-point game. Here's Andre Gordon straight away, top of the circle, off the screen, fires no good. off the back iron. Rebound ricochets. Ryan Hines tries to trace it down. He cannot do it. It's out of bounds to Butler, which can tie or take the lead here. 2:06 to go, third quarter. 23-21. Sydney in the lead, but two. Ball being walked over the timeline by Kreil of Butler. Right wing to Johnson. Goes baseline, pulls up. 15-footer, short, off the rim. Great box out on the inside. Skapik at 6'6", had no chance because Rodez Roberts just walled him off.
I love to watch that kid play. He is just so talented.
25 feet away, it's Gordon. Gordon goes left wing. Open three-pointer, Josiah Hudgens. It rimmed and came out to Butler. Here's Justice in backcourt. Gets instructions from his head coach. A minute 25 to go, third quarter. Sydney leads by two. Here's Braden Norman. Here's Skapik on the arc. Now to Court Justice. Gets the Skapik screen. Sydney fights through it. Now to Bryant Johnson. Right down the lane. A leaner. Foul. No good. Off to the right. It's a block against Sydney. And Bryant Johnson gets two at the stripe. Two fouls on Rodez Roberts. Two fouls on Andre Gordon. But I don't think they're going to make any difference. Andre's been playing with two fouls, Chuck, for better than, what, almost 2.5 quarters.
Yeah, no doubt.
Free throw, Bryant Johnson, yes. 23-22, Sydney by one. Second shot, but Bryant, he steps away from the foul stripe and gets his toes back on it. Ames and connects. Sydney 23, Vandalia Butler 23. Just over a minute to play in the third quarter. Here's Andre Gordon over the timeline. Picked up by Kreil, 30 feet out. He angles to the right. Josiah Hudgens on the floor, 6-foot junior for Sydney. So is Keith Lee, 5'11 junior. Long three ball, left corner, Rodez Roberts. It hit the flange. Good rebound by Devin Rogers. It goes up against Skapik, who blocked it and took it away. Butler possession. Dribble drive up the left side of the floor. Andre Gordon doesn't get in front. It's a defensive foul. Number three on Andre. Into the game comes Darren Taborn. Andre will sit.
Well, 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. That's a good reason to sit him down here, especially since they're on the defensive end. You might see him back if they get the ball back in a dead ball situation.
Yep, good change by head coach John Willoughby. 23-23 tie. 40 seconds to go in the third. Here's Kreil against Taborn. On a weave to Johnson. Near side Justice. He takes Hudgens to the lane. Almost got away with a charge. Flipped it back out to Johnson for a triple. It's off to the left. No good. That ball was crooked. Here is a rebounding foul. Offensive against Butler over the top.
Foul's number five for Justice. That's his second.
Yep, Court Justice.
Entering the game for Sydney.
And here comes Gordon. Coach Willoughby coaching just like me.
Trey.
Yep. Andre Gordon back in with 26.9 to go in the third quarter. That shot by Bryant Johnson had no chance. Court Justice came flying through the air to get the offensive rebound. And he climbed the ladder. It was a foul on him. Sydney possession on the weave out top with 15 to go in the third. We're tied at 23. Andre's got it. 30 feet out. Trey Wirtz is in now. 6'3 sophomore. Gordon's at midcourt with 5 to go. 3 to go. He's got to go fast. Andre may not get it away. He does not.
Your score at the end of
wow.
The play.
Sydney 23, Butler 23 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we again would like to have you join
us. This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Well, bad news for Sydney. Starting the fourth quarter here at Vandalia Butler, a technical foul has been assessed against the Yellow Jackets bench, and Court Justice is at the free throw line shooting a pair of techs for Vandalia Butler, and he misfires. No good. Second shot in the air. It is no good. How about that? Vandalia Butler could not take advantage of a technical foul against the bench of Sydney. Each free throw by Court Justice, a 72% foul shooter on the year, rolled off. And it's a 23-23 tie as we start the fourth quarter of this game.
Well, the rule is, if there's a technical foul on the bench, the coach is not allowed to stand up the rest of the game.
And the referees, the men in stripes, have told John Willoughby he's got to sit in the chair. We played 10 seconds here in the fourth. We're tied up at 23 each. 25 feet away for Butler. With the ball is Norman. And Norman triggers one out of his range. Way short. Garamed off the rim. Came right back to him. Tough break for Sydney, which couldn't track down the defensive rebound. Here's Bryant Johnson. Hand off to Kryle. To Skapik. To Court Justice. Court Justice, very good free throw shooter. Was off target twice to start the fourth quarter. But here's a long three ball by Braden Norman coming off a screen, and he swished it just like clockwork. He peeled off the screen, caught it chest high, delivered it from distance, and pumped it in to give the Butler Aviators a three-point lead, 26-23. No look pass. Andre Gordon. Rontez Roberts on the flush. A flush by Rontez Roberts. A slam dunk. Great assist by Andre Gordon. 26-25. Sydney down one. 6:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Braden Norman coming off a made three. Gives it up to Skapik. Skapik at 6'6". On the arc to Justice. Weaves it to Kryle. Back to Justice. Nearly a walk on Butler. Left wing Johnson. Here's Norman shooting over the Sydney defender. It is hard. No good. Long rebound. Sprays into the corner. And guess who is there to collect it? The rebounding machine, Rontez Roberts. 6:15 to go in the game. 26-25, Butler by one. Here's Devin Rogers, foul line, right down the middle of the floor. Good! Foul, Devin Butler. Rogers. Devin Rogers took the ball at the high post.
Number 44, Sonny Skapik, that's his third.
Two or three big steps by Devin, got into the basket.
Ryan Wirtz.
And he just powered right through 6'6", Sutton Skapik.
He might have about 4 inches on him, but he has no strength at all to go out up against him.
You nailed it, Chuck. You're right. Three-point play for Devin. He's at the stripe. It's in the air. Got it. 28-26 in favor of Sydney. Well, no sooner did Butler get the lead after the three-pointer by Norman. A slam dunk by Rontez Roberts. A three-point play the old-fashioned way by Devin Rogers. And Sydney's got the lead right back. 28-26. 6 minutes to go in the game. Butler's got the ball at midcourt. Here's Bryant Johnson coming out 40 feet on the floor. And Butler's going to spread it. Johnson drives. Dishes left corner to Wirtz. Wirtz steps inside the arc and pins it. 17-foot jump shot by Ryan Wirtz. He faked the three ball. And he got Lee off his feet. Popped in the two. We're tied up at 28. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Gordon. Foul line Rogers. Left corner Keith Lee. Airborne triple. Strong. No good. Rebound Justice. Fouled over the back by Devin Rogers.
Foul number 22, Devin Rogers. That's his first.
5 minutes, 27 seconds left to go in this game.
Entering the game,
28-28 tie. If you join us late, it was a 2-1 first quarter, right, Chuck? Butler led
2-1, 14-9 at the half. Sydney 23-23 at the end of three.
And nothing's changed since the end of the third quarter. 5 points apiece, 28-28. Here's Bryant Johnson bursting down the lane. Terrific move. All the way to the rack went Bryant Johnson at 6'6" with long strides. He got to the basket from 20 feet away right now, and he sinks the shot at the rim to give Butler a two-point lead again, 30-28. Here's Lee, 25 feet out. Hands to Taborn, back to Lee. To Taborn on the arc, jumping, shooting, swish! He's got it. Darren Taborn lofted in a long one. 31-30 Sidney, 4:40 left to go here in the game. Bryant Johnson being chased right down the middle of the floor. Johnson in the rim, good again.
That is athletic, boy. That is athletic.
Two more for Bryant Johnson. It's 6'6". He's tough to guard. Here's a quick pass down inside to Roberts. It is fumbled away. He lost it. Garnered by Justice, who storms up the floor, and he's fouled.
Devin Rogers. I'll tell you what. Andre Gordon only has 4 points. He's not close to his season average. I guarantee you he's got the assist average, at least 6.
No question about that, but Chuck, in order for Sidney to pull this game out, Gordon's going to have to score a little bit in the last 4 minutes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
4:13 to go. 32-31 to Nadia Butler. On the arc, it's Wirtz. Hand off to Norman. Wirtz, Norman, Justice can all shoot the three. Johnson is a very adept driver. Moving screen on Butler. 30 feet away. Good call by the referee.
Correct call.
Number 12, Bryant Johnson.
I think that's his third. Yep.
Bryant Johnson has three as he shifted that hip right in front of Norman out of the arc to try to set him loose. Foul called. Sidney possession. Four to play in the game. 32-31 Butler. Left side, it's Hines. High post. It goes on the play to Roberts. Outside the arc in the right wing to Gordon. Now Darren Taborn straight away. Near side to Hines. Hines picks up his dribble, needs help. Comes right back to Taborn at midcourt. 3:40 to go. 25 feet out to Lee. Now Taborn, near side Andre Gordon. He's doubled. Every which way he turns, he's shaded by two players. And Gordon fakes right, goes left. There's a hand on his shoulder.
14, Ryan Wirtz.
It's committed by Wirtz. Team foul situation is as follows. Do I read the board right, Chuck?
Five.
Yep, five each way. And two more each team will be in the bonus. 3:25 to go. It's getting late. 1 point lead, Butler. Critical possession, Sidney. Darren Taborn between the circles. Near side pass to Hines. Short corner, Roberts. Head of the key, three-pointer, Taborn. Missed it long, no good. Rebound, Butler. Good, quick ball work by Sidney. Got the open shot straight on. Could not complete it.
Well, Taborn was 2 for 2 from out there, so that was his first miss.
Butler up one, 3 minutes left, significant possession. Here's Court Justice at the timeline. They spread the floor, go to work on Gordon. Into the lane, drop the ball, touched by Gordon. He tagged it, it went out of bounds. Butler possession, thought maybe for an instant it might have been off the knee of Justice. Good call by the referee, though. In the corner, Norman Hines all over him. Five team fouls in Sidney. Hand off to Wirtz. Goes baseline. Flips it back out to Johnson. Spin move in the lane. Back to the three-point shooter, Wirtz. No good. High off the back rim. Tremendous rebound by guess who? Rodtez Roberts. And Vandalia Butler is all over his backside.
That's his third.
Team foul six on Butler. Now Sidney can get to the free throw line for the bonus on this possession. Down a point with 2:30 to go in the game. 32-31 Butler. Left corner with the ball, Keith Lee. Lee on the dribble for Sidney. Near midcourt, it goes to Taborn. Right wing Gordon, back to Taborn. Here's Hines. Into the middle, Gordon. Gordon catches. 10-footer. Hits it.
Gordon.
Oh, Gordon flashed into the lane. Timely pass. Big basket for Andre. Right on cue. Sidney up one. 33-32. Here's a shot fake by Justice. And Justice is tripped 25 feet away. But Taborn.
Number one, Darren.
It is common.
His first.
Butler will throw in. I tell you what, Chuck. This Court Justice is pretty sly. Just a little bit of contact. He goes down hard. He sells it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, he's been fun to watch.
Here is Kryle for Butler. Important possession. Sidney up one. A minute 55 to go in the game. Kryle in the right corner. Here's Johnson. Fakes right, goes left. Might have gotten away with the travel. A driving left-hander. No good. He blew it. Rebound of a Gordon. Sydney up one in the bonus with a minute 44 to go and possession. The shot missed by Bryant Johnson was one he has made repeatedly tonight. We'll keep it right here and tell you all about our three Rushi Game sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to Doug Borchers. All the staff and associates at Superior, we thank you very much. And as well, the Jewelry Barn, located in Rushing, a qualified staff providing you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn also features watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection. And the Jewelry Barn in Rushing is certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and in color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Drop in at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone 526-5557. 526-5557 for the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. On Facebook is the Jewelry Barn for your convenience. And tell Jolene Renderly that you heard all about her shop, the Jewelry Barn, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene, by the way, is a GIA certified diamond grader. Sydney ball, a minute 30 to go in the game. Sydney up one. Here's Andre Gordon, 25 feet out, over guarding by Kreil. Wow. Butler quickly commits a foul at the outset of the Sydney possession, and it's a 1-1 for Andre Gordon.
At the line for Sydney, number
he's a good free throw shooter.
Andre at 69% on the air, shoots it. It swirls around the rim, and it comes off. Rebounded by Butler, a minute 25 to go. Butler down one. Here's a backdoor cut by Justice. Justice at the rim, shoots no good. Rebound Johnson, no good. Bodies fly. Gordon's got the ball. Ryan Hines is on the deck. He took a spill. A minute 17 remaining in the game, 33-32. Sydney in the lead by one. I believe that's Ryan Hines, is it not, Chuck?
Yeah, it is. It
looks like he's going to be okay. Might have jammed a left elbow, or did he take?
I think he took one in the nose.
Oh, yeah, he took an elbow right to the face. And Sydney.
Well, I think it was friendly fire, too.
Uh-huh, might have been. Well, to recap that play, Justice took it hard to the rim, and he had to modify his shot. Bryant Johnson had a one-handed rebound with his long arm. He flipped it up off the glass. It hit the rim, hung, came off, and Sydney by then had three rebounders in position. One of them was Hines. He went down. Sydney controlled the ball. And after a missed free throw by Gordon, the front end of the 1-1, and an empty possession for Butler, Sydney's got the ball, leading by one with a minute to go in the game. Here's Gordon curling off into the left corner. Goes baseline against Kreil. Holding foul on Kreil. And Andre Gordon shoots the 1-1 again.
At the line is number 20, Andre Gordon.
60 seconds left in the game. Andre at the stripe. Just can't believe he missed two straight 1-1s. Andre fires. Got it. 34-32, Sydney. Big shot coming up here. Sydney's got Rogers on the floor with Roberts, along with Taborn. Second free throw, Andre. It swirled around the rim like the previous miss did and came out. Rebounded by Butler, which can tie or take the lead with a triple. 53 seconds to go. Shot fake by Justice. Goes into the corner. Fades. Shoots. Swish!
My goodness.
Wow. That was an NBA deuce. A long two. Unbelievable fadeaway. Sydney's going to play for one right here. 33 seconds to go. We're tied at 34. Andre Gordon at midcourt. Both teams in the bonus. Sydney is two fouls away from the double bonus. Gordon dribbling. Kreil doesn't guard him. Andre's got it with 18 to play. He's at midcourt. Devin Rogers posting up down on the block on the right. Head coach John Willoughby gets a full timeout with 15.5 remaining. Chuck, let's take a quick break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Here is the situation. Sydney 34, Vandalia Butler 34, 15.5 to go. Sydney, after a timeout, a full, has possession far side of the floor. Taborn inbounding to Andre Gordon. He's got it. Two steps from center court. Down to 10, down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontez Roberts. Rontez Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow. We have 0.8 remaining. We're down under a second. We may have a slight modification, though, in the scoreboard clock. Right now it says 0.8. Full timeout has been called. Chuck, by way of recapping, Andre Gordon was motionless at midcourt as the clock counted down to 6 to 5, and then Andre did his thing. He sliced into the lane. He drew a triple team and made as good a pass as you'll ever see. He whipped a pocket pass down inside to Rontez Roberts, and he got the gimme with nobody around because 60% of Butler's team was looking for Andre Gordon.
Well, you know what? They were really in a no-win situation, because if you don't go double and triple him, he's going to shoot a layup or get fouled.
Right.
And he did exactly what you expected him to do. Roberts on the opposite, but he took it, shot it across on the diagonal pass. Yeah. Perfect pass. And when you get the ball to Roberts, it's a basket.
And, Chuck, it was a backhanded pass. It was an unconventional look.
I wish we had replay. I want to see it again.
It was a non-traditional-looking assist by Andre Gordon, who did not look at Rontez Roberts. In fact, Gordon was looking to the left. Roberts was to the right, low on the block. Gordon was flashing down the left side of the lane. Wow, what a play. Rontez Roberts concluded it. The scoreboard clock now reached 2.5.
I think that's close. So they were calling timeout, and the clock kept running because they couldn't listen.
And after one timeout, the Butler, Sydney calls one. As Sydney prematurely, before that timeout, did not have a defender on the playmaker who is 94 feet away from the Butler basket.
Well, they wanted to see how they were going to set up. And sometimes as the team setting up, you know that's going to happen. You don't, maybe you throw your number two, and now you come out here maybe with a little bit of a different. But Sydney's still got a timeout left. They don't need it for the offense, so if they see something different, they can call another timeout.
Right. Yep. Vandalia Butler's got four left. They're not going to use four and 2.5, that's for sure. Butler can win it with a Hail Mary three, can tie it with a two. Sydney.
Do not foul, because that would put them into one-on-one.
Yes, it would. Bryant Johnson is in the half court. Court Justice is in the half court.
Timeout.
Michael Kreil is in the half court.
30 seconds.
They are guarded closely by four Sydney players, which had initially lined up with only one player down at the throwing end where Butler has the playmaker standing. And just as we describe all of that for you, another timeout has been taken by Sydney, and Chuck, you called it.
Well, that's what you're going to do. I mean, he's a great basketball coach. That's what you do. You see what they got. You make them adjust a little bit. You call your last one, And now you'd be ready to go. I'm not sure I'd have anybody on the thrower. I think I'd have all five back here.
I would agree. Yep. Skapik at 6'6 is going to get an inbounds anyway. So it's 5-on-4 at midcourt right now. And we have a timeout by Butler. Situation is this. Timeout, 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 timeout.
The ice and the kicker.
2.5 to go.
Timeout.
Sydney 36, Vandalia Butler 34. After a great assist by Andre Gordon, he fed the ball to Rotez Roberts. It was a no-look, backhanded angle pass. Was there a bounce to it, Chuck?
No.
No.
It was a perfect diagonal pass, and you're right, it was a backhanded flip. It was on like a laser.
And it was zipped by Gordon, who was angling down the left side of the lane. He knifed between two Butler defenders, was picked up by two more, and he managed to deliver the ball, about a 10 to 12-foot backhanded pass, chest high to Rotez Roberts, who got the easy cripple down inside with 2.8 to go, or I should say 2.5 to go, to get Sydney a 36-34 lead. And now after a series of timeouts, Butler may eventually decide to inbounds the ball. Let's see how Sydney lines up. Five black shirts are coming down here to the right, and Butler's attacking end. No one on Skapik. Similar formation as before. Gordon is the center fielder for Sydney. He lines up at the top of the circle.
Timeout.
20 feet from the Butler basket. Timeout, Butler once more.
I'm glad I'm getting paid by the hour. I understand why Sydney called theirs. I'm just not sure. You've already set it up. It isn't going to change anything. Sydney, the last two times, had all five people down here. So I don't know what you could still be talking about if you have the ball offensively.
Well, Andre Gordon is going to be free to roam. He's the center fielder.
Right.
He's just got to make sure that if he goes up for a ball that's airborne, he gets leather and not somebody's wrist.
Right. And I'll tell you, what you need to do is you know where justice is. If Norman makes one on you, if Creole makes one on you, you can live with that. You don't let justice catch this and beat you.
And you don't want to let Bryant Johnson get it either, I don't think. At 6'6", he could be a target. Oh, the ball is inbounded to Justice at midcourt. He goes to Pryle. Pryle gets off a running 24-footer. Way short. No good. It didn't even hit the rim. It landed in the lane. And head coach Weirich of Butler wanted a shooting foul called. If it had been, it would have been three free throws. But here at Butler, the home team does not get the break on the buzzer-beating potential foul. And Sydney pulls off the mild upset here at Butler, 36-34, to offset the Yellow Jackets' 58-51 defeat at the hands of Butler back on December 19th. And now we are all tied up in the GWOC North, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets with a win Friday against Greenville would be no worse off than a share of the GWOC North. And a win to Sydney Friday, coupled with a loss by Butler to Tip on Friday, and Sydney would then take home the GWOC North crown. Chuck, it might be a good idea for us to try to track down head coach John Willoughby, don't you think? I'll see if I can get a word from John.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, good luck on that. Let's take a two-minute break. Sydney goes to Vandalia Butler and knocks off the GWOC North leader by two. Final tally, 36-34 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Well, we're back here at Vandalia Butler. Jack has wandered off to try to find Coach Willoughby. Sydney wins the basketball game, 36-34. I'll go through some stats for you. 19-17 rebounding advantage for the Yellow Jackets. 5-4 Butler on the offensive boards. Both teams took care of the basketball tonight. 8 turnovers by the Yellow Jackets. Only 3 turnovers tonight by Butler, and that was all in the first half. Free throw shooting, 3-6. For Vandalia Butler, including the 2 missed free throws off of the technical foul that started the fourth quarter. That loomed large at the end of the basketball game. Individual scoring for Butler, they were led by Justice with 12, and they got 8 from Johnston. On the other side, only one in double figures for Sydney, and that was Devin Rogers. You got 8 out of Roberts, you got 8 out of Taburn. But it was a real team effort tonight, and Jack and Coach Willoughby are here, so I'll shut up and pass it over.
How about those Sydney Yellow Jackets, 36-34 triumph over Vandalia Butler. John, here you are right at the top of the league for the second straight year. How about that?
Is that the halftime score? Holy smokes.
Hey, that was a good soccer game for the, first
Yeah, wasn't it? Two of our last 3 games have been under 10 points, both teams in the first quarter. Like, holy smokes.
How do you explain 2-1 after 8 minutes? You don't have a field goal. Hey, but you're right with them.
Yeah. I think if we're playing defense like we have been recently here in the last 6 games, I don't care what's happening offensively because I know we're going to get something sooner or later.
Yeah.
I worry when we're not locked in defensively, and tonight, the last 4, 5, 6 games, I think we've been playing outstanding defense. And tonight, man, we had to. Our focus was no let up, no daydreaming on the defensive end for any part of the game. We had to stay focused and locked in the whole game. And for the most part, I can't complain about each individual that played defense tonight, how well they did in that part of the game.
I'm not sure how many points Andre Gordon wound up with. Don't think it was 10. 7?
He had at least 10 assists.
Yeah, at least 10 assists. Yep. He's, what, leading the GWAC in assists, and he made as great a pass as you'll ever see to win the game with, what, 2 points?
To Rotez.
Yeah, to Rotez Roberts. Yep. 2.5 left in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
He's sliding down the left side of the lane, attracting attention.
Yep.
He's looking to the left, and he sends the ball.
Throws back. Back, right.
Backhanded pass diagonally across the lane, chest high, to Rotez Roberts, who knew it was coming.
Yeah, well, those two play really well together. Yeah. Rotez is always ready for the ball. He had one earlier on that dunk.
Yeah.
That was a heck of a play, too. But that's why I think Andre's the best player in the league. I mean, yeah, you could say he only had 7 points. Maybe didn't shoot the ball all that well, but he was in control of the game. And, you know, we put it in his hands late in the game, and he made the right decision for the last, you know, probably 5 possessions that we had. So, you know, I know I'm a little biased with it, but I think if you ask around, I think Andre's the best player in the league, and we really needed him to play well tonight. And he was into it, man. He was into it.
Coach, defensively, you've alluded to it. It was superb. A tremendous defense turned in by your club. Vandalia Butler tried to break you down on the dribble, spread the floor. Mm-hmm. They didn't do a very good job of it, did they?
Well, we were sound defensively, I think. We handled their offense. We were well prepared for what they were running. Their pick and roll is their main offensive set.
Right.
And we took it away from them for the most part. I also want to say, we had to take Reggie Rogers, yep. Devin Rogers out in the fourth quarter just because of matchup problems with them bringing in four guards. But I want to tell you, he's a great teammate.
Woo.
You know, he didn't complain about coming out. He knew the situation, and he was a great teammate tonight. And how well he you know, Reggie's our second best passer. He's our second best of knowing what to do on the floor, knowing the game. And I hate taking him out of the game in that situation, but defensively it dictated it, and he was great for us on the bench.
Hey, Skapik might have had 4 inches on him, maybe 5 inches,
yep.
but in terms of muscle and yep. finesse and know-how in the post,
yep.
Rogers thumped him.
Yeah.
Yep. The big three-point.
And that's big for Reg, because sometimes he has a little trouble with kids that are 4 inches taller, as everybody does. But that three-point play, just him taking it up through, and that's what got me the technical. Early, right before that, I think it was the same type of play. We didn't get the foul, and then they called one on Andre picking up the ball. I didn't say too much, really, but that's probably what you're exactly right.
Darren Dayborn rifles in his first two threes he takes.
Yep. Yeah. We tried to build his confidence up. He's only a sophomore, big game situation.
Yep.
We inserted him into the starting lineup, a little bit after the Christmas break, just because he was a little bit more consistent in the way he played. And he's a terror on the defensive end. He gets a little hyper with ball fakes and stuff, but he guards the ball well. And he's probably our toughest kid. He and Ryan Hines, when it comes to the loose ball, 50-50 balls, Darren and Ryan are the best ones for us to get in there. Right here, there was a scrap for the ball,
yep.
and I think Andre ended up with him or Keith, but those are the type of, nobody's going to say anything about it, but that won us the game right there, that loose ball, and we ran it down.
Yep, extremely late possession by Butler down at that point, or was it tied at that point? It was tied at that point.
Yep.
And Butler had possession, and Court Justice came barreling in from the right wing, mm-hmm. had to modify his shot. Great defense by Sidney as he left the floor to shoot it.
Yep.
He had a one-handed.
Yep.
It caromed off kind of funny. Bryant Johnson came flying to the glass, flipped it back up with his left hand. It was close. By then, Sidney had three or four rebounders, including Ryan Hines, who went to the deck hard.
Yep. Yeah, that typifies how Ryan plays, and
that symbolized how Sidney played all night long.
Good. I'm glad you saw that. Because that's that's the way I like my teams playing, and sometimes we don't play with that grit and that just tenacity where we're just gonna do whatever it takes, but we needed to do that tonight, and that makes me so proud as a coach that we were able to do that.
Well, first time around against Butler, you got a 7-point lead third quarter.
Yep.
Took off a few possessions.
Yes.
Butler caught you, pulled away one to seven.
Yes.
Hey, tonight you took off zero possessions.
Yep. And that's the key, and it's hard to do. It's hard to do that as a high school player. You think, we're good at the initial passes and cuts, but it's the second time, third time where you have to do something defensively where we get lost sometimes, but we're capable of doing it. I preach to the kids all the time that we are outstanding defensively, but we just have to do it for the whole possession, and every little ounce of it has to be done for us to be a great defensive team.
Sidney Yellow Jackets head coach John Willoughby, our guest after Sidney's victory on the road here tonight at Butler by a final score of 36-34. John, be honest with me. If I told you at 6 o'clock tonight Andre Gordon's going to be held to 7, what would have been your percentage chance of winning thoughts?
Well, even if he scored 30, it would have been trouble for us anyway. But if you say he's only going to give me 7, and we went in and
we play the defense. We've
been
playing.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
If he's only scoring 7, we better be playing defense like gangbusters.
Yeah.
And that means we have other people step. I mean, we had 3-point shots all day long, you know. Yep. And we inserted a few of our players that we thought gave us the best chance on the wing because, you know, they three guys on Andre every time that pick and roll happened at the top, and that left us open, and we had Rodtez in the short corner. So if Andre's only scoring seven, but he plays defense like he did, had the assists that he had, and managed the game like he did, then we're going to be fine.
During that series of timeouts with 2.5 2.5 to go, and Butler calls, what, three, maybe four timeouts, you called your last couple.
Yep.
What was going on at your bench?
Well, the first timeout, we were so excited after making the basket right. that we just needed rest, and we need to collect. And I told the kids on the bench, I didn't even tell them what we're going to do defensively. I just said, hey, when we go back out, I'm going to call another timeout.
Okay.
Just to that first 60 seconds, I just needed them to sit down and realize what just happened and the game isn't over.
Well,
then the second timeout, we kind of strategized what we wanted to do.
Chuck called it and said you weren't going to put a man on the playmaker.
Yeah.
Skapik at 6'6".
Right.
He's going to get the ball in anyway.
Yeah.
Andre was your center fielder.
Correct.
And the good thing for you that happened, it forced Butler to throw the ball in short.
Right.
Into backcourt.
That was our game plan. You know, make them go towards the ball to catch it. Nothing over the heads. Andre had anything deep, he's going to go up and get it at the rim. The last timeout when they lined up four across.
Yeah.
The next thing we said to him was, do not let him catch a direct pass at half court and call a timeout. Make him catch it on the move and still they have two dribbles alive. So don't just let him catch it and then stop playing because you can get, you know, a three-point shot off real easy with 2.8 seconds left. So I thought we did a pretty good job of that. He got a decent shot off, didn't he, off the leaning to the left and going left. It was a tough one, and I don't know if Andre got a piece of it or not.
I tell you what, it was a long last 2.5.
Isn't it?
It seemed like 5.2.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. It looked like the shot was deflected.
And I think the yeah. And the big thing, when we had possession with 20 seconds left, we told him we wanted – the very last second shot. We don't want a shot with 7 seconds. We don't want to. And we thought they were going to come out and double team Andre. And then what we usually do is throw it to a wing and they take it in with 12 seconds left, and that's way too early. So I told them, even if you catch the ball on the wing and there's, you know, 5, 6, 7 seconds left, you're not doing anything yet. We're taking it to the very end because we don't want the other team to have a chance. And I think we got it pretty close as we could.
Well, the Sydney Yellow Jackets, by virtue of this win on the road tonight at Vandalia Butler, improved their overall mark to 15-6 on the year, 11-3 in the GWAC North. Butler now 18-3 on the season. He included in that is a win at Versailles, double overtime. And Butler is now 11-3 in the GWAC North and must go to Tip, which earlier this season beat Butler right here.
Right. I mean, this. And we feel good tonight, but we got a game Friday, and if we blow that, you know, this means nothing to us, and you know how it is. And just when we play at home against Greenville, and we decide if we're going to be league champs again, and that's a great place to be in.
It's a cliche, but you know it so well as a multi-decade head coach who still looks like he's in his 20s. It's how you finish the season that matters most.
Isn't it? We talked about this last year. We got off to a great start and dominated the league early and kind of, we didn't fade, but I don't think we were playing our best. This year we get off to a slow start because of our graduation, kids that graduated, and we inserted some new players that didn't have the experience, and with the great success the football team had. And we could see us getting a little bit better. Our substitutes were getting better and getting the experience, and hopefully it works, you know, in our favor where we're playing our best right now.
I tell you what Chuck and I have noticed most here in the last few games we've covered the Sydney Yellow Jackets, this team has bought in defensively.
I think, you know, that was a key for us last year too, my first year at Sydney. I like defense. I like teams to play really good defense, and we brought that. I thought, you know, we got after the kids early in our practices last year, and we're getting there. We're not Well, there's a lot of things I would like to do more defensively, but we just don't have it in. We're trying to get our younger groups to do a little bit more defensively. But right now we're being sound in our quarter court defense, and that's a start.
Yeah, free throws always so big. Andre missed the first of a one-and-one, missed the second of the bonus. And after the technical foul against the Sidney bench, court justice blew the two techs for Butler.
Yeah, I need to thank the team for pulling me out of that one, don't I? Holy smokes. Did you see Andre look over at me, point at me after he missed the two free throws? When Vandalia missed, I said, thank you, Andre. Thank you, boys.
You knew Butler was going to miss the two, didn't you?
No, I did not. They're a great free throw shooting team. And I love the Butler coach, man. Yep. He's a good guy and really like the way he does things. So,
John, congratulations.
That feels good. Congrats. Hope we can carry it on. Thank you, guys. Hey, is this your 3001 game? 3002?
3002.
All right, congratulations on that. And many more, right?
And it was a true joy.
All right, great.
I will remember this one for a long time to come.
All right, thank you, guys. Yep.
Thanks so much. Head coach John Willoughby of Sidney, who's Yellow Jackets tonight, knock off Vandalia. Butler on the road here at the Student Activity Center in Vandalia by a final score of 36-34. Several other media that wanted John probably 10 minutes ago. We had him we had him for a lengthy time after TV got him originally.
Right. No, that's
have
great.
Have we done our Clancy Star or Stars of the Game?
No, I just told John that I gave it to Devin Rogers. But Devin Rogers was our Clancy's Player of the Game. No doubt about it.
He was monumental, not only in size, not only in his muscle and finesse and his strength up against Skapik at 6'6" of Butler. But his performance was outstanding. He made key shots, had a huge three-point play late in the game.
When he squared up at the top at the foul line and went around and made the move and hit the basket and made the free throw, that was huge. I think that was Sidney that put Sidney back in the lead at that point.
Yes, it did. And
I know Coach Willoughby did not want to have to take him out, but you understand sometimes there's defensive matchups that you got to get somebody out of the game. And like he said, Devin was on the sideline cheering and not complaining, but just cheering, and that's a teammate.
And the post player for Butler, the 6'6 Skapik, got what, one field goal?
He had 2 points. Justice had 12, and Johnson had 8.
And what a force Devin Rogers was on the inside. He's our Clancy's winner. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sidney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sidney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sidney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sidney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back at Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. It's not even 9 o'clock yet, and we've had a 10 to 15 minute conversation with winning head coach John Willoughby. It's not even 9. We got started earlier than usual.
Started a little bit early.
About a 7:20 tip, something like that?
7:25, I think.
And, wow, what a night it was for Sidney. As Sidney's record vaults to 15-6 on the year. Get out and support the Yellow Jackets on Friday night as they host Greenville. And no worse than a share of the GWAC North Championship. And a Butler drops its game on the road at Tip, which could happen because Tip beat Butler earlier in the year, 58-55, here at Vandalia. If Butler were to lose on Friday and Sidney beats Greenville at home, Sidney's the outright GWAC North champ. And as head coach John Willoughby said numerous times in the postgame, Sidney is playing its best all-around basketball for sure, its best defense of the year right now when it counts most.
Well, they're so athletic that if they want to play defense like that,
yep,
they can even give Springfield a game, I promise you.
Yeah, uh-huh. And that would be...
That would be a sectional final,
yeah,
third one. They have to win,
yeah,
two to get there.
Right. Whew. Sidney's first tourney game, we know that. It's against Troy.
Yeah,
yeah, against the Trojans on the 23rd of February. Troy, a team that Sidney's beaten twice, 65-54 and 58-35 at Troy on February 2nd. Fun night. Vandalia Butler and Sidney were locked up in a 2-1 game after one quarter. Sidney without a field goal for 8.5 minutes into the early stage of the second quarter, but was still right there with Butler because the Yellow Jackets were playing extremely stingy, suffocating defense and did it all night long, holding a Butler team averaging better than 60 a game to 34. And that was the significant difference tonight. Sidney's continued outstanding play at the defensive end of the floor. Our next webcast on scoresbroadcast.com is Friday night at Rushi. Fort Loramie, Rushi Raiders, should be a fantastic boys game. If Rushi wins, they take their fifth straight Shelby County League Championship. Would be 5 in a row. Outright, if Rushi would win Friday night, it would be a clear-cut outright title. Fort Loramie would be dealt its third loss. Anna already has two. If Fort Loramie wins Friday at Rushi, conceivably, if Anna beats Fairlawn, it winds up a three-way tie, 10-2, 10-2, 10-2. Last time that happened was in 1976 when there was a three-way tie at the top. Same three clubs, and they were all 10-2 that year.
Well, it could end up that way. I tell you what, it is going in Friday night, Loramie is going to have to be really prepared. They kind of ran Rushi out off on their floor.
Yes.
But there is no comparison in playing at Rushi,
uh-huh,
especially on a Friday night. That place is going to be jam-packed and loud.
Loramie's got to be prepared and healthy, much healthier than
right.
It was against Anna this past Saturday night. So those are our two upcoming, or I should say our next webcast is Friday. Don't forget Saturday afternoon, we will be at Covington for the Anna girls' first tournament game against Arcanum. 1:30 tip, 1:10 webcast time. Coach Maurer has the Anna girls playing their very best basketball of the entire season here at crunch time. Good time for that to happen. And the Anna girls could go deep into that D3 tournament. It's a nice-looking sectional path for them anyway. And we've got the Anna girls' first tourney game, 1:30 tip, on Saturday afternoon, at Covington. We are on the web, online at 1:10, tip-off 1:30. And again, Friday night, tip-off at 8, online on scoresbroadcast.com on Friday night at 7:40 for Fort Loramie at Rushi Boys. Oh, so much fun. Enjoyed it. Sidney pulls out a cliffhanger. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Vandalia Butler, where the Sidney Yellow Jackets have stunned the league leaders and vaulted into a tie, beating the home team, Vandalia Butler, 36-34.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.